In the old craft music hall, heading out by short wave to the battle stations of the world. One of these battle stations is the agricultural front, right here at home. There are men and women who till the soil and raise the foodstuffs that the world works and fights on. They labor long hours to produce the mountains of food necessary to win a war. The United States Army and the Navy is now recognizing these men and women of agriculture with a new award, the Army Navy A for Agricultural Achievement. And this evening, we salute one of the first groups of these great men and women of agriculture to receive this award, the farmers of Dodge County, Wisconsin. Today, in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, received the Army Navy A Award for outstanding service on the agricultural front. Congratulations to men and women of Dodge County. I'm sure everyone here in the Old Craft Music Hall and everyone within sound of my voice joins me in thanking farmers everywhere for what they are doing for victory. Now, as usual, we have with us in the hall this evening of Dallas.
Okay. Everybody knows he's here. Cut that and get into your phone.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, what is this treatment I'm getting here? What?
Well, I thought you knew, Bing. This is Snoopy, your new boss.
Oh, no.
Yeah, self-appointed.
Wait a minute. Now, look. Just a minute. You've been away 5 weeks. Things have changed. I'm the one that gives the orders around here now. When I want something done, there's not going to be any argument. So go ahead and change.
Yes, you run down to the drugstore and get me a soda.
What flavor?
New boss, huh?
Well, I was going pretty good there for a minute, wasn't I?
Yes, you were. Did you miss me while you were away, Bing? John, every time I heard the radio, I thought about you.
How about me, Bing?
Every time I heard a song, I thought about you, Peter. And me all. Every time I heard music, I thought of you all, John.
Did you miss me? That's me around, John. I told you what's new. Me. I'm the new Yuki.
Yeah?
We got hooked for the old Yuki. Now, wait a minute. sure going to like me. You see, the new Yuki is pleasant, the new Yuki is friendly, and the new Yuki is generous.
Mm. Let me have $10.
The new Yuki is also broke.
I need to see a change in Yuki, Ben. I mean it. The new Yuki just makes my heart dance.
I'm fitting this one out. Well, the trouble is that since I've changed from the old Yuki to the new Yuki, I've got a split personality.
Easy, Ben. You haven't got enough to split with anybody.
Everybody's noticed the change, Ben.
Really?
Even my landlord asked me what happened, so I told him there was now an old Yuki and a new Yuki.
Did he satisfied?
Not till I pay rent for two people.
Well, Ben, you may not know this, but I'd ask the new Yuki up to my house for New Year's Eve.
See, Ben, already I'm getting closer.
You serious, Ben? Sure, I want to ring out the old Yuki.
Let's rush the season and start now. Let it go. Say, Ben, what'd you do while you were away?
Well, I was busy until the last 2 days, which I spent having in what the Australians call the bush.
You must have been lucky. I could see you wearing the bush.
Well, it's the dress I wish I could give you.
It reminds me, I don't like to hint, but,
you know,
if you did any shopping, well, I mean, while you were away, did you get my Christmas present?
No, did you send me one?
No, that isn't what I meant, but being the new Yuki, I'll just let it go.
I don't get all this gum-jigging here about a new Yuki. What is it?
Well, it's hard to describe the difference. You see, the old Yuki was the type that stood on corners and looked at a girl. Now, what would you call him?
A volunteer tomato picker.
Well, that's close enough.
Adequate.
The old Yuki. Remember, the old Yuki couldn't sing.
And the new one?
Not good.
Listen to this.
Let me hear. Hey, piano.
The old Yuki.
All right. But you got to admit that the new Yuki has got a lot of get up and go.
Can you get up?
Sure.
Then go.
Bye.
From one of the newer ballads, the one that is well around the old craft music, all an old standby. Standby, stand.
Not a very happy thing for a man to find in his lunchbox is a dry sandwich with a skimpy filling. But I know you women are having no problems in making sandwiches. So learn how much Kraft cheese spreads can help. Kraft cheese spreads, you see, are dairy food. They're nutritious. They're moist. They're rich tasting. And Kraft gives you 9 different spreads, so there's not a chance of monotony. Every one of these delicious cheese spreads is a splendid roasting point value. It's Kraft tomato, Ollie's tomato, pineapple, relish, Limburger, Roca, American spread, or tomato American spread, and Vessel Old English spread. Remember, when you use a Kraft cheese spread in the lunchbox sandwiches, it can be both the spread for the bread and the filling for the sandwich. When you shop tomorrow, get 1 or 2 glasses of delicious Kraft cheese spread.
Lorraine Flock and the sea of Roman and the strange Lock Malone seems to put me in the sea of Roman. Turn the mandolin, oh, where I am, the wind you are loose in the land of Tulu Sea. But you got enough even, that's what I need, oh. You don't think it looks like a lie, but it is a wish and a fire. I want to kiss your lady far, a little far, oh, stop.
Citizens who listen to the radio attentively must certainly be familiar with the doings of Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat and where a character named Ed Gardner works under the nom de dump of Archie. Well, Archie, did you have any trouble finding the old craft music hall?
Oh, no. I
just looked up for a spot and I said, well, it's the least I could expect to find some answer.
Well, I am. So you're back from your vacation, huh, Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, did you have a nice lunch?
Yeah.
Right away.
Mr. Foster's in here. Tell me, Arch, I suppose you're here because Thursday is cook's night out, and so naturally, Duffy's is closed.
Oh, hell, it's a bit.
Well, of course, it's like just because it's cook's night out.
How do you serve food?
Thursday, on cook's night out, not only do we serve food, it is noticeably better.
What's wrong with your cook?
Well, the guy's monotonous. Hear me now. He's got a positive maniac over pig feet. Monday, we get pig feet pickles. Tuesday, pig feet a la Newberg. Wednesday, pig feet Rockefeller. That's short paid and food oil. Very rich.
How you do that?
And guess, what do we get on Friday?
Friday?
Piggy of soul.
Hey, won't he ever sell fish?
And a pig foot he will.
Boy, I'll be at school when I leave that joint.
Oh, what's it? Are you right? Are you leaving, Duffy?
Yeah, I'm opening my own joint. Crosby's Tavern.
Hey, now, wait. Easy here. Just pull up there. Not that that name is music to my ears, but Crosby's Tavern?
Yeah, didn't your father tell you? Yeah. Once it says he's ever talked to anyone else. Your dad was down to our joint station and says I can raise an own trophy after he adopts me.
Adopt? Hold the phone here.
You better make you my brother.
Yeah, I thought of that, but I gotta make some sacrifice.
It begins to appear that Dad may have made another one of his hasty decisions. Now look, Archie, it's not
just a second there. The name is Fox.
Fox?
Yeah, Fox Crosby, I had a couple of other persuadments in mind. Few others, Ding, Dong, Bong. You sound as if you had bells ringing in your head. Yeah, that's what your father liked about me. Says I was a real Crosby.
Real Crosby, huh?
Yeah, never won any kind of horse in your life.
Oh. Move over. You're beginning to sound like a real belly.
Thanks, Ben. It brings us up to the subject of money.
Oh, that's right. You're in the family, and in our family, we never hesitate to lend money to a relative.
You think the money's a relative, Ben?
I certainly do, boss. Would you like to have 10 to Tuesday?
Couldn't you think of me more as a distant relative?
You sound more like a close relative.
But look, Ben, the idea is that I wanted to go from you.
That's all.
To open Crosby's Tavern.
But, Boss, do you think this is a good time to open a restaurant? They're going to get meat.
Don't worry, we'll get meat somewhere. Mm-hmm. And away, Ben, how's your house going right now?
Pardon me for intruding, Ben, but before you put any dough into a restaurant, you've got to make some kind of a deal with a laundry for linen.
That's the problem with a linen problem. It's no problem. We'll handle it like we do at Duffy's. We'll type a napkin.
Over and over.
Duffy's, you wash paper napkins?
Wash it? The picture. You got an eraser.
I don't know. That's a strange touch for me, me and the restaurant business.
But then I already paid a deposit on the electric sign. I found it very cheap.
How's it pay?
In big letters, Madam Fincher's Delicatessen.
Delicatessen. I thought you wanted to use the name Crosby.
For that, you think I'm going to poke up a perfectly good second-hand sign?
Oh, yeah, but there'll be a lot of people that ain't going to come in because they're looking for Crosby.
A little balance up. Think of the people who'll come in looking for Madam Finch.
I don't know. There's a question in my mind whether or not that would bring us the right kind of food.
Well, if it don't, we'll change the sign. Underwear it says Madam Finch, we'll put your picture. With them whiskers, it will be audibly amusing. You ain't hiding a bow tie under them, man.
Just a minute. Think what you're doing, Bing. I mean, don't be associated with a place that caters to bums.
Don't be sensitive, Yuki. Drop in any time.
He thinks that that's just a proper way of calling me a bum. I personally didn't think it was clever.
No, neither did I.
Look, Brooke. Boss. Look. Yeah, I'm in trouble. You can use my teeth. Look, Boss. Any other guy would bop you. You're lucky that I'm not sensitive.
Oh, I'm lucky you're not bigger, too.
Say, Archie.
I agree, Mr. Connor.
If the food's good, I might eat it some new joints. Because I always say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
But in your case, Mr. Carter, there must be a short cut.
Oh, that must be for you, boss. Nobody ever calls me.
Well, Bob Crosby speaking. That's right, Duffy. I've chosen your name to incognito. How do you spell Bob? How do I know? I don't have time to puzzle it out yet. Probably B-O. That's enough, huh? Well, what's wrong with me changing my name? Lots of people do it, Remember that burlesque queen, Mike LeMake? Yeah, that was just a phony to give a little more class. Anyway, the real name was Blake LeCage. Well, Dad Crosby's adopting me. That's why I'm changing it. Yeah, it'll be nice, though, Every nice dad tucking a kid's spoon to bed,
Braden Phillips and an old scratch suit. Every morning, being eighth in line outside of the bathroom, listening to that beautiful singing, not having to look at that ugly picture of yours no more. Well, I told you, I'm quitting. It's no use, Duffy. It's no use in arguing. Tears and lamentation won't help you. Nope, I'm through.
Why? Just a minute. Don't you think you're a little hasty and resigning from your job?
Then when a man pays you $15 a week for 15 years, you don't resign. You escape. Now about art, you could help me with the floor, yeah?
Oh, you mean you want me to sing?
Well, I suppose we could change your style.
What's wrong with my style?
Too quiet, man. You'd never drown out the jukebox.
Wouldn't it be possible to, shall we say, turn the jukebox down a little?
What, if a guy puts a nickel in it, you want to start a riot? Hello? What, Duffy? Huh? Well, how did it happen? Okay, Duffy, I'll be right there. All right, now keep cool. Okay. Then I got a rush. I'll deal with yours.
What's wrong?
Well, I've got to go back to the guy. It can't be a rat and walk out on those hours of need.
What happened?
A guy just walked in and won a cigarette light out of the claw machine.
Oh, my goodness.
Back. 1930, the nation is playing miniature golf, and the last French troops of the Army of Occupation are withdrawn from the Rhineland. 1930, Hitler gains 107 seats in the German Reichstag, and the Graf Zeppelin flies the Atlantic. 1930, and thinking men are saying,
oh, boy, imagine this Bobby Jones topping all four major golf titles. See, I guess there's only one person ever going to beat him.
Who, Ray?
Oh, a certain girl at the Bayou Burlesque Theater.
How could a burlesque queen beat Bobby Jones?
Well, it figures. Every week she goes around in less and less.
Oh.
Hey, little words. Oh, you know that song is getting very big down at the pool room?
Well, it's good. It's a lovely song.
Mm-hmm.
Little words. I love you.
Oh, they got three different ones down at the pool room.
What do they have?
Who ran second? I'll tell you another tune I like, Sweetie. It goes like this here. Will I ever find the girl in my mind, the one who is my ideal? Maybe she's a dream, and you'll be my dream. Just around the
thank you.
So we have a song that was popular way back in 1930. Here's what's being popularized today. Tell us, Sal.
Many mothers tell us that the cast cheese spreads are something they just can't do without. When the children come rushing in from school, a busy mother can whisk a good lunch together in a hurry if there's a glass or two of cast cheese spreads in the house. For instance, Kraft pineapple spread, tomato spread, American or American tomato spread. Any one of these makes 12 sandwiches for the youngsters. A bowl of soup, a glass of milk, and a nutritious lunch is ready. For Dad's lunchbox sandwiches, Limburger spread, relish spread, and Old English are favorites. And so do the high school kids love to find a glass or two of Kraft cheese spread when they set out on a refrigerator road. Kraft gives you a variety of 9 of these various spreads, wholesome and nutritious, for they're made from milk. Moist and rich tasting, they're all you need for spreading sandwiches or snacks. And the point cost is low. Every one is a grand racing point buy. So tomorrow when you're shopping, save a few points for these delicious, wholesome spreads that help you so much. And for quality in cheese spreads, always look for the labels marked Kraft.
True to them, and we can help them on to victory by giving war bonds and stamps as Christmas gifts. And that way, you're helping to buy the material that fighting men need to win with. Our guest next Thursday is going to be that star of Metro Goldwyn Mayer's new picture, Best Foot Forward, Lucille Ball. Good night.
That's right, Mr. Goldwyn, with the courtesy of Bristol Myers, making a solitary 10-minute run. The past music all comes to you from Hollywood Radio City.
Ladies, listen. If you're puzzled over how to get variety into your family's lunchboxes, try these eye-appealing taste-tingling treats made with Kraft Salad Mustard. Blend creamy craft salad mustard into the yolks of hard-cooked eggs and make a delicious golden filling for deviled eggs. What a hit for lunchtime. If Dad perhaps likes mustard flavor that's just a bit nippier, try pleasing him with this other popular variety. I mean Kraft mustard with horseradish added. Your dealer has them both, Kraft salad mustard and Kraft mustard with horseradish added. The Kraft mustard.